Yeah, thanks. Okay, so this is Sunday night, and we're at the just seen the conclusion of the Woodbridge home game against Vaughan. A tough 4-3 win for Woodbridge. But I have the new assistant coach of just recently named to the York 9, and this is Carmen Izzacco. And so, surprise, were you trying for this position, or they came to you first, or?
Yeah, they approached me. They approached me a long time ago, and they talked about the plan and the vision how I could be part of it, Jimmy and I go way back.
Yes, you know, yes. So. TFC days.
Well, before that,
and, okay,
Toronto
true.
Italia days when he was a young one. Just before he went to England, he was playing with us. So, right. Yeah, we go way back, and you know, we shared the same vision, and you know, we got lots to do, lots to get right. So, we're gonna work at it.
Yep.
And he's done an amazing job, just getting the pieces together, right?
Okay.
But the most important pieces have to still come.
Of course. Now, you do so much with, of course, this team, Vaughan, coaching them, but you also do York University, the men's and the women's team. There's only 24 hours in a day.
Yeah.
You're going to have to step back from something?
We'll see right now. I've got a great support system as far as assistant coaches and group coaches. My role at Vaughan might be a lot different because I'd be with the York Region team, so my club role will be different or... you know, transitional for sure.
Okay. And let's just finish by we saw a great game today, and I would say, oh, maybe that player might try out. Like the league, you might be able to skim off some players. Do you have an idea of maybe, you can't name anyone, of course, but anyone to say, like, how many players from a team might, try outs or make the jump?
I think that the key word is make the jump. I don't think the standard and the level of strength and technical and tactical strength right now was enough from both groups.
Okay.
So I think there's a lot to do. I think there's a lot of individual players that if you give them the opportunity, but I know all these guys very, very well, and some of them could make the jump to the next level, but it's going to take a lot more work than they do.
Okay. Because I don't know, a lot of these guys, like when I was a young guy, I'd freak out. Like I'd go into a shoe store and there'd be, oh, the star player of some team.
Yeah.
And I mean, he's selling shoes. I mean, come on, Mom, look, I know that guy. But I mean, the guy's endless schooling and stuff. But if, you know, four practices a week and so on, that someone could step up and a living
sure.
wage maybe.
Yeah, they just have to get a professional mentality, and they've got to be put in a professional environment. The ones that make it all are the ones that have the professional mentality when they need to be at a semi-pro level, and they're always the best at the League One level. And unfortunately, a lot of them haven't shown that.
Okay.
But we'll see. It's up to them. Some they'll get a lot of them will get opportunities, I'm sure.
Yes.
Whether it's not here, it's somewhere else.
Okay.
But it's not only we can't call it just a dream. We have to call it a lifestyle change for a lot of these players.
Yeah.
Technically, there's a lot of good players out here, but the lifestyle change and the mentality is what's got to be different.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot. And hopefully we'll get a lot more interviews as time goes by with different folks in the league. Thank you.